Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters yesterday that the standoff between India and Pakistan over the disputed area of Kashmir endangers the entire region. The two countries continue to exchange conventional weapons fire across the border. Both India and Pakistan have nuclear capabilities. India's race for the atomic bomb is the subject of a new documentary called War and Peace. The movie covers the years from Mahatma Gandhi to the nuclear standoff with Pakistan. War and Peace is not being shown in India, but David Darcy reports it's been screened at festivals in the U.S.
War and Peace is a three-hour documentary that attacks and mocks the Indian governments that developed a nuclear bomb and used Hindu nationalism to rally popular support for it. The film project was triggered by India's testing of a bomb in 1998 and a chain reaction of celebrations among Indian nationalists and Hindu fundamentalists. Filmmaker Anand Patwardhan was struck by the euphoria in 1998 after the test at a site called Polkaran.
One sequence which I filmed where people were signing in blood their congratulatory messages to the Prime Minister about how they're thrilled that the bomb has been made.
The bomb, he said, had become sacred.
At one point, the Hindu right wing even were talking about making a temple to the bomb and even taking the ashes of Polkaran, until somebody pointing out that these might be radioactive ashes. If you take them all over the country, you'll spread it all over. And then they dropped that idea.
Patwardhan's film took 3 years to make. It is, by his own admission, a work of anti-fundamentalist activism. Patwardhan calls himself a Gandhian, but he says his country has ceased to be.
India had always claimed to be a country of peace. I mean, we came out of the tradition of Mahatma Gandhi, nonviolence, and we were preaching nonviolence to the world, nuclear disarmament to the world, and then for India to make the bomb was a major irony.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In the bomb, he found a kinship between the technocrats who built it and religious fundamentalists who, he says, see it as fulfilling the country's destiny.
You have modern science and ancient religious discourse all coming together. You also have this love-hate relationship that the Indian elite has with the United States. I mean, on the one hand, they assert their independence by making a weapon when America doesn't want them to. At the same time, they're selling out to America in every other way. I mean, to American economic interests, the multinationals that have come into the country on such a big scale. And the same elite that wants to be assert this nationalism is actually imitating everything that America stands for.
And the Indian government has made it difficult for his work to reach a wide audience.
The way that they suppress them is making sure that they don't get on to big broadcast TV, national TV. And so we're restricted to small screenings. At the same time, I have, in the last many years, won awards in India, national awards for best documentary and things like that. And on the basis of those awards, I've taken the government TV channel to court, saying that you have to show my film on TV. You can't give it an award and say, we don't want to show it on TV.
So far, War and Peace hasn't shown yet on Indian television. Outside India, Patwardhan's films are shown in festivals and at museums. Earlier this year, the American Museum of Natural History in New York City moved a screening of two of Patwardhan's earlier films off-site after Hindu groups protested. One of those groups is the Vishwa Hindu Parishad of America, or the VHPA. Girish Gandhi, the group's vice president, has not seen War and Peace, but he says its pacifism associated with another Gandhi and what he calls Patwardhan's leftism belong to a different era.
Nonviolence doesn't mean that other countries can put authority on you and rule you and try to destroy you. I don't believe for one second that Mahatma Gandhi had that kind of vision. So I'm not too sure where Mr. Patwardhan is coming from. As far as Vishwa Hindu Parishad is concerned, basically, Mahatma Gandhi has given us the independence, and the Indian government is following what is right for the nation, and that's what they should do.
As far as the communists are concerned, I'm a Gandhian. As far as these guys are concerned, I'm a communist, so it's very confusing.
Anand Patwardhan gave War and Peace its American premiere at the San Francisco International Film Festival. There were no protesters, but many young Indians and Pakistanis went to see it. They even laughed at a sequence that showed a nationalistic music video supporting the bomb.
When I was watching MTV after the nuclear tests, I was horrified to find all these hip kids who actually were interviewed and they said the bomb was cool.
Some young people at the screening felt differently. Munish Puri is a student whose parents were born in India.
There was a lot of very religious men and they were acknowledging the builder of the Indian bomb, Abdul Salam. And it was this incredible conflict because usually religion and science are on the other side of the table from one another. And here they were hand in hand in a sort of fundamental charge towards a nuclear bomb. You had priests blessing an atomic bomb builder. I mean, it doesn't get really crazier than that.
It could. Anand Patwardhan says his next film is a documentary about Enron in India.
All the collapse of Enron in America that's happened in the last few years would be a very important part of the story because it shows that the corruption that they did in India was only a tip of the iceberg. They were doing it all over the world. In India, around the 80s, privatization began and now is a full swing ahead. And I think that there's a lot that has been lost by dismantling the public sector. There were protections which we've lost. We basically opened the country up to complete rape and pillage from corporations, and Enron is one good example of that. I think they even argued it in the Senate. I think one of the Enron officials a few years ago was asked to explain this $20 million that they spent on education, educating the Indians. What they meant was giving bribes.
War and Peace has a U.S. distributor, but there are no scheduled screening dates here. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.